Jim Messina is one of the top people in the Barack Obama campaign that you've never heard of. He's the campaign's chief of staff, hired in June after serving as chief of staff to Montana Senator Max Baucus. In the hierarchy of the Obama team, he is said to report directly to Obama campaign manager David Plouffe. Yesterday, Plouffe said the Obama camp will spend $39 million in an effort to win Florida this November. Also yesterday, Barack Obama unveiled an unusual two-minute commercial outlining his economic policies and cautioning that it won't be easy to fix the country's worsening financial problems. WMNF asked Jim Messina if this signifies where the Obama team will try to direct their message over the next 7 weeks.
Well, yeah, we think the two-minute commercial is an important piece of this campaign because it's Barack Obama looking directly at the camera and talking to the American voters about the change we can believe in, the change we need, and his plan to fix this economy. You know, and there's clear differences between the two candidates on the economy, and we're going to talk about them.
Your campaign and basically the whole country seemed to be a little bit taken aback when John McCain stunned everybody by selecting Sarah Palin to be his running mate, I guess about 3 weeks ago now. And it coalesced last week in terms of how this has been an interesting part of the campaign with the infamous now lipstick on a pig debacle, which took the news cycle away for you for a day or so. Is the campaign basically realizing there aren't many rewards in going after Sarah Palin, so therefore kind of ignoring her right now?
Well, look, this is a contest between John McCain and Barack Obama. And, you know, the bad comment of late was 2 days ago when John McCain said that the fundamentals of the economy were strong, which no one who's in the American economy and the workforce thinks that's true. Even yesterday, the White House refused to agree with John McCain that the fundamentals of the economy are strong, because the fact is that we have a broken economy and failed leadership, and we need a new leader who can, you know, fix this economy, and that's what Barack is giving. And, you know, do you need to take my word for it. Every independent organization who's looked at both tax plans says that Barack Obama is the only one who will give average Americans a tax cut and that will begin to fix this economy. And that's why, you know, we feel like, that we feel good about our chances in Florida.
Well, let's talk about Florida here. David Plouffe, your campaign manager, said yesterday that your organization is going to spend $39 million here trying to win the state in the next 7 weeks or so, which is extraordinary. We've got in Florida 3 weeks, roughly, three more weekends, especially before the registration deadline. I believe it's October 6th. How important are these next 3 weekends for you to get as many people signed up?
It's really important, and you know, it doesn't matter who you're going to support on Election Day. You got to go register to vote, and we've built the largest single ground operation in Florida political history. We have 45 offices open around the state. We have people hitting the doors every night, talking to voters, registering voters, getting people, to reconnect to American politics. There's a lot of people out there who are pretty cynical, and they have good reason to be. They've looked at the last 8 years and said, you know, government's just broken, and we need to reconnect with those people, talk about Barack Obama's plan to cut taxes and fix the economy, and that's why we're out there every night. And, you know, you're right. We need to get a whole bunch of people who have not focused on politics to focus on politics, and we feel good about it, and that's why, you know, we think the polls are moving towards Obama.
And Jim Messina, also, in addition to getting all these people registered, of course, the question is to getting them to vote on November 4th or before that with the early voting that we have here in Florida. Is that also a crucial part of your ground game, as it were, is to not only ensure that you sign up all these new people here, but to actually make sure they vote?
Absolutely. You know, what we don't want is this to happen, you know, go to what happened in 2000 and have the lawyers involved in deciding a president. We want American voters to decide, and that means getting out to vote, both early vote and voting on Election Day. And we have built, you know, the plan that David Plouffe talked about yesterday, which is the single largest field plan in American political history. And we're doing it for one very important reason, which is to make sure that all Americans go out and vote. And if they do that, we believe Barack Obama will be elected president of the United States.